Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, we received a package. I thought I'd read the note they sent us.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Shelby and the team over there at E470. Now, I know what you're thinking. E470? Sending a package?
Well, here's
swag?
What? Here's what happened. You said, have you ever had good customer service in your life? Because you said you've never had any good customer service. I said, actually, the staff at E470, I know it sounds shocking. You guys, they're the nicest people on the planet. I got on the phone. I had this whole thing with it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And Carson, you were here too. And the lady was just, she was just so nice. Yeah. And I was like, she's not. I mean, this is normal because usually you get either you can chat on a bot, right? You don't get real people, or maybe they're in a different country and they can't quite understand you and you can't understand them. These people are literally down the street and they're real nice.
And she was going above and beyond to help you out.
It was really good.
Jamie has said this several times. This is not the first time, just a couple of days ago. You've said this several times. And Jamie knows because Jamie is delinquent on a lot of bills.
All bills.
Okay. And so she deals with a lot of customer service.
I do.
If anybody knows customer service, it's Jamie White.
You know who the worst one is? Out of everybody, if I can name every company on the
planet.
No. IRS.
Crap. IRS.
The
awful.
Most
that makes sense.
Helpful bastards IRS. On the planet.
And they're proud of it.
Oh my God.
They are.
Left Tony and I. Tony was my CPA, remember? Yeah. And they left us on hold. We sat there in the conference room for 3 hours and then they hit 5 o'clock their time and they just hung up.
Oh my God.
You know, that is so rude. But the IRS doesn't care.
They don't care.
They don't have to have a good customer service.
No.
It doesn't matter.
And then one time we were on hold because he's like, hey, she had this company that she closed down, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, you're in the wrong department. Let me transfer you. Dial tone.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
This all started because we drove up to a pharmacy here in town, my wife and I, and 6 o'clock they closed, right?
Yep.
We're in line at 5:58.
Mm-hmm.
We're there before closing. But the car in front of us gets waited on. We get to the window. Boom. Shuts the window. She even says to us, we're closed. By state law, we're not allowed to sell you anything after closing time.
Really? I believe there's 24-hour pharmacies.
But I could get out of the car and go in.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's weird.
At the window, we're not allowed to sell, which we, you know, the drive-thru closes.
Okay.
We're not allowed.
Oh.
But so anyway, complained about that. Here's the note that we got from E470 here. BJ and Jamie, thank you so much for the shout-out. You guys, kind words about our customer service made our month. We couldn't resist sending you a little something to show our appreciation. Consider it a small token of thanks from some of your biggest fans of your show. Keep being amazing and let us know if there's anything we can do to return the favor.
Yes, there is.
And let me finish.
Okay.
One more thing.
Okay.
That's from Shelby, the E470 team. She writes, warmly, Shelby Costello. Man, you know a good PR system.
Yeah.
When they're writing the word warmly at the end, that's nice. That's
so
really
if
nice.
She could, she said, is there anything we could do? If she could go into my account and just go ahead and block out those charges, then
yeah.
Drop that down to zero.
Yeah, because I haven't got my little beacon thingy thing, you know?
When, yeah, transponder.
Yeah, transponder when I got a new car. And so if she could just go ahead and knock those out, that'd be great.
I'm sure she will. Oh, so yeah. If I were you, I'd just ignore it.
Right?
Yeah.
Just don't pay it.
Okay, because I'm sure after hearing this, she's going to take care of that.
Well, it's funny because they send you different color envelopes. Like at first it's white.
Yeah.
Then it's yellow that you haven't paid. Now I'm up to pink.
Oh, okay. I bet you red's next. Red's going to be next,
Then collections.
Yeah. Shelby knows what to do. She'll care. And some of the swag they sent over, did you know they have E470 underwear?
I did not know that you could print E470 on so many things.
All the things. I mean,
when our boss held up the underwear, I was like, wait a minute, they have E470 underwear?
Yes, they do!
That is insane!
Yeah! And on the back of my underwear, right now it says, pay your tolls.
Yeah, but it only says T and then LLS on the other side.
Pretty cool, huh? They're so clever.
And they really
They're so clever over there. By the way, I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I hate it when we receive a troubling text.
Oh, no.
By the way, the Berg Simpson text line is 303-22-ALICE. We changed it over. In case you don't know, the Berg Simpson text line is 303-222-5423. Yes, I know that's our request line, but it's also now our text line. So again, it's 303-22-ALICE, the Berg Simpson text line. Okay. It says, hi. I have to say that the morning show appears to be having a rough start to the new year.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean rough?
I personally am not hearing much of the morning show anymore.
No kidding.
Were you guys told to play a lot more music? Don't get me wrong, sometimes I enjoy the music, but when I tune in to listen to an actual morning show, I expect to hear more of the show and less of the music, like it used to be in the past.
It's all the same.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we're not playing more music.
I don't. That one time you had to take a dookie, you played three in a row.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Well, I've not been eating good.
So if you're hearing a three in a row, that's dookie time.
Yeah. I've been eating a lot of donuts lately.
Oh, you have?
Really?
Oh, is that the new go-to?
Yeah.
I thought we were...
Do you know we have a shortage of donuts?
What?
Yeah. Dunkin'.
You see that?
Yep.
What happened?
I don't know. How do you have a shortage of donuts?
I don't know. And it's especially the locations in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts says they have a shortage.
I did not know this.
Yeah. There's
It's funny because that's one thing I have never gone to just go buy.
Donuts?
Donuts, really?
Yeah. It's not in my like wheelhouse of like, no. I'm going to go pick up some donuts.
I'm with you. I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. I don't go to Krispy Kreme. I don't go to any of the donut places. If I get donuts, I usually just get them at the grocery store.
Mm.
I've never been through a Krispy Kreme. I think it'd be scary.
Oh.
Because I don't know how you do it. Because like I would never want a half a dozen or a dozen. So I'd be like, I'd like one donut. Can you order one donut?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, you can.
Well,
I mean, if you really want to.
I would have a difficult time coming up with all the different ones that are available. Like, I want a chocolate covered, then add the sprinkles with that one, then put a twister in there for me.
Oh,
you know, all the names.
To build it?
Yeah.
I get
you got to build a dozen.
Yeah.
I'd be more, I guess, terrified, and I would just go, give me a dozen of glaze. Just go with glaze, all of them.
It is overwhelming when you pull up to the drive-through window or the order screen, and all those donuts, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so many. So what do I do?
Yeah, I get it. I've never been there, but I mean, I just don't know. I don't
know. How do you have a shortage of donuts?
It doesn't make any sense. It's the easiest thing to make. It's batter, and you deep fry it.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say that we have a shortage of flour? We have a shortage of eggs. We have a shortage of chocolate.
Maybe eggs.
No, they're saying it's got nothing to do with eggs. They're just saying a shortage of donuts.
What do you see there, Schmidl? What do you got on the latest? Let's go live to our live-action news team. We got Schmidl on the ground in front of Dunkin' Donuts. Go ahead, Schmidl.
They're just posting signs out there that say, due to a donut manufacturing error, we currently do not have your favorite donuts. We apologize for this inconvenience.
Yeah, it's not thanks for that report. We appreciate it. Go back to the studio.
Thanks, Dunkin'.
So I guess their supply chain, somebody like put some salt in it instead of flour. And screwed up the whole order. Maybe something.
I don't know.
They did say that the donut shortage should be done by tomorrow.
I wonder if Ben Affleck is just like freaking out without his Dunkin' Donuts. Because there's a whole Dunkin' Donuts commercials that he did.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe.
All right, anyway, Colorado Candy Company, speaking of sweet treats, they're having a contest to come up with a new flavor.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're having. I posted it on our Facebook page. I was thinking lemonade and cotton candy. A combo.
That might be good.
That might be good, right?
Yeah. Sweet and sour.
Yeah. So there's some rules and stuff, but so if you want to participate in that, feel free. Because I feel like everybody wants to answer that question. Because I know you're thinking of something. What is it?
Yeah, I don't have anything in mind. But that's a good one, the cotton candy.
Yeah.
What about you, Carson? Okay, maybe I was wrong. Nobody has one.
Well, I'm just thinking of all the combos.
I just thought you'd already
had
one. What about what's your name?
How about grape and like tiger blood flavor? Like a snow cone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Hey, that was good.
It was good. Here's the deal. I guess Twitch. You guys remember Twitch from the Ellen Show?
Yeah.
Well, this has really gotten weird. So Twitch's wife, Widow, Twitch's widow, has written a book now. And people are really, really, really upset with her. Because it's been, a couple of years, right, that he took his own life?
Yeah.
And now she's come out with this book. And she's just talking about me, which is her. And she's talking about everything that she had to go through and that he used drugs and all this stuff. And all of us want to remember Twitch as we remember him, which is a fun-loving, amazing talent, a great dancer, you know, just loved his family and all this. And none of us understand what she's doing right now.
What is it that she was doing prior to his death? She was a dancer. She was a dancer?
Yeah. Okay. But she didn't get the notoriety. I think she was on So You Think You Can Dance or whatever. She didn't get the notoriety that
he did.
That he did. And so all of us are like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't get it either because, I mean, the guy, I mean, obviously he was troubled, right? Yeah. He took his own life. And then for her to come out and say all these things, it just doesn't make sense.
I know. So here is an E! News report about it.
Sounds greedy, doesn't it?
I agree.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to play something here.
Yeah, number one.
Oh, sorry about
that. It's fine.
Sorry about that. Number one. Here it is.
Steven Twitch boss's wife, Allison Holker, responding to backlash over revealing her late husband's secret drug battle after many accused her of using his story for a paycheck with her upcoming memoir, This Far.
I realized Steven had addiction problems.
The mom of three opening up about the revelation in an interview with People.
He was wrestling with a lot inside himself, and he was trying to self-medicate and cope with all those feelings because he didn't want to put it on anyone. Because he loved everyone so much, he didn't want other people to take on his pain.
And after all the criticism, Allison's speaking out. On her Instagram story, she says her intention is to help other people so they can catch some of the red flags that I missed before it's too late.
I don't know. I don't get why now.
It has gotten really ugly with his family. His family is going after her.
Oh, they're mad. They're so mad. I agree with them.
Yep.
We all know Twitch as, I mean, the most, like, I loved him. I don't need to know this. There's no reason for me to know this.
Well, and also another twist on it is that his family saying, actually, he didn't have a problem. You did.
Yeah. Why would you put your family, his family through this pain? And your own children are going to read
this
now.
That's the thing, the kids, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, this is so self-absorbed behavior. you know?
And not only that, you go about it as in you're trying to help. But really all you're doing is slabbing and making, you know, that person look bad. But you're trying to portray it as, oh, I just want other people to realize that if they're in this situation, that there's a way to get help. It's like, just stop.
Obviously, there wasn't for him, right? You didn't help him at all.
Didn't help him at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
So, I don't know. Okay, I have the best gossip at all. Oh, my God, you're not going to believe this.
What's that?
This is just something that I figured out myself, okay?
No kidding.
This is my own gossip.
All right,
this is self-created gossip. All right, you ready? All right. Okay, so remember yesterday I was reading that Justin Bieber is going to start making new music and create a new album because they said for financial reasons? Mm-hmm. I know what it is.
What? The baby?
No, it's Benny.
Benny?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is my theory. This is my love.
Benny, saving
my savior. All the devil. This is my. What's that song? This is my. What's that song? That Christian song?
This is my. I don't know.
Anyway, I used to sing it in church.
This is my story?
This is my story. This is my
song.
Saving my something my savior all the day long.
Google's awesome.
Did you go to church? Spadell?
I've never been to a church in my life.
I really like to sing that song. I felt like I was like a professional. Anyway, all right, going back.
All right, what's your theory?
My theory is this. Selena Gomez, which was at one point Justin Bieber's love of his life, and we feel like he's dropped some hints that he's a little jealous about the engagement and all that.
Yeah.
Benny, $1.2 billion.
Woo!
So Justin, he must reach that plateau of being a billionaire in order to impress.
Because Justin has a measly 200 or 300 million, and Benny has $1.2 billion.
Yeah, the Biebs got to step up his game.
They're both billionaires, right? Selena and Benny.
I think she might.
Yeah, because she has her makeup.
And
yes.
So now Haley's not really a billionaire. Justin has a measly 200 million. Ew.
So now Selena and Benny are the power couple.
Yeah, they're like the white Beyonce and what's his name?
Jay-Z.
Yeah, they're the white people of that power.
Yeah,
man.
It makes sense.
Yep.
Because you got one ugly, one good looking.
Yeah. There's a lot of parallels there.
There's a lot of parallels.
There are. But yeah. I feel bad because now I can't say anything about Benny being ugly.
Why?
Because I guess it's really hurt his feelings that people are saying that he's.
Oh, you're not the first to tell him that.
But I guess he says that, like, people literally are just saying, like, dude, have you seen you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I don't ever want to be that person.
Like a, he looks like a gopher.
Oh.
Yeah, like a gopher with like an ogre kind of combined.
Yeah, a hairy caveman.
I think that his talent makes him incredibly attractive. There. I'm not going to bully Benny.
He's a billionaire. Makes him attractive to me. Are you kidding?
Listen, there's not enough money to make Jay-Z attractive. No, but Benny's so, like, he's so cute and funny. And if you watch some of his interviews, because I didn't know how much he wrote for Ed Sheeran, and how this music just comes to him. He just literally can just write it, and he's so talented, and he just picks it out on the piano. He has like an ear for it. He's kind of a savant, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I think that if I had a choice, because you got to figure somewhere down the line, he had a choice with either looks or talent, and he chose talent. You know, maybe when he, you know, before he was born or something like that, you know, those stories. I think if it were me, I'd go with looks. I wouldn't go with the talent part. I think I'd go with looks.
But looks fade, my friend.
Yeah.
I know. But they look good for a while. I wouldn't want to look like Benny.
Is that why you went so young and stuff?
Yeah. That's it.
Are you going to stay with her when she gets old? Like that Ed Sheeran song when her legs don't work like they used to?
Well, I don't know. Well, if the legs don't work, guys, come on.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Come on, man.
I know. But think about it. She'll be just like you. She'll sit right in next to you in a recliner.
Aw, that's adorable.
See, it's kind of
you
can
have
like
matching recliners.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Today is a good day to pack it up and run out to the stock show because admission is free today. For everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome, isn't it? What do we have on the agenda today?
I don't know if they're going to make any money today. They got the bull riding tonight.
Oh, what, they do?
And they do have mutton busting
so
today,
wait a minute.
I think.
So the bull riding tonight is free? That's pretty cool. Is that a hot ticket?
I don't think the bull riding's free. I think admission into the actual facility is free.
Oh, okay.
So you can go see the vendors, the petting zoo, and all that stuff. And
that
like
makes
demonstrations.
Sense.
But I think that's a separate ticket.
That's a hot ticket, man.
Oh, yeah.
People love the bull riding out there. But the bull riding is was last night, tonight, and tomorrow night out at the Western Stock Show. So.
Oh, is that all the stuff that's going on tonight? There, Schmidt.
They have a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, remember your favorite is going on, I think. Is this today the 14th? Well, he loves those farmyard follies.
Oh, yeah.
That's like some of his best stuff.
And the sheep shearing?
Yeah.
I love the sheep. Mm. Yeah.
You go out there with that tank top on.
Oh, my God.
All those sheep around.
Bad.
You'll have them quiver. They'll quiver in front of you. Yeah.
The quiver.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a horse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At 2 o'clock, they got the stick horse rodeo. You know I love hobby horsing.
Yeah. So. I don't know how they do that with the kids and the kids in school. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, because that's a kid's event. But they do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. And here's one. The hottest lamb. Man.
Oh, yeah.
The lamb showmanship. Then they bring out the hot lambs. Yeah.
Yesterday was sheep shearing. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They have some of that.
Ed Shearing was there.
I'm going home.
So there was a guy named Ed.
No,
Ed is out of Lyman. He's
no,
a shearer.
There's not a guy.
Ed Shearer was
really?
There.
Really? Show me him. Show me the picture of Ed
Shearing. There was a guy named Ed. And he goes by Ed Shearing.
Show me.
He was there yesterday.
Okay. Oh, goat roping.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm reading the line.
Yeah.
I love goat roping.
Yeah, you got to buy tickets for the goat roping.
I'm sure
though.
You roped a few goats in your time.
No, they weren't goats at all.
No.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I got to tell you, that Gwen Stefani song might be the best song ever written. I love that record. That's a good song.
Are you saying that because I just said how much I hate that song?
No, okay. I do like it.
Oh, okay.
It reminds me of the old No Doubt stuff.
Okay.
It sounds a lot like that.
Yeah.
Great song, James. Great song. It'll come around to you.
All right.
Yeah.
It'll grow on me like a tumor.
It will. It'll be all over you before you know it.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you feeling any better? Because I know your face has been bothering you today.
It hasn't bothered me. It's just very tight. So, it just feels tight. It's not like it hurts or anything.
It looks good.
I know, right?
Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah, I feel like it is. I feel like.
Yeah, you're coming around.
I'm supermodel.
Yeah.
Almost at supermodel. I mean, I have a little more tweaking and then supermodel.
Midweek, I would say last week, you were looking rough.
Yeah.
I mean, really bad.
Well, yeah.
And then you went in there and got that BBL.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, look
at
you now.
And I know. I'm
unbelievable.
Right?
Now you got Schmidel. He's screaming to go in there.
I don't know
what they can do for him, though.
He always goes on my coattails.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
I kind of do.
Why are you always trying to get all the, freebies?
Well, I just, the thing that she's getting is something that I've wanted for a while, and it just seems like a good opportunity to try to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to weasel in.
Well, because whenever I post pictures of myself on our Facebook page, people always say that I look like I'm like 15 years older than I am. So I feel like if I get my skin kind of treated a little bit, then it'll help.
Yeah, if it works for you, man, that's a sell job.
It really
that's
is.
What you should tell them.
Yeah.
You should say, hey, guys, you got to take me in. If you take me in and it works on me, can you imagine what the business is going to be like?
Oh, yeah, that's a good
I think I'm a really good before and after.
Yeah. I mean, look at what the hair did.
Yeah.
You know,
that
changed a lot.
Yeah.
So I got you. It's fine.
Look at you. All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go. It's going to be cold this coming weekend. Man, I just saw minus 10.
You did?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Minus 10.
And it's a long weekend, and people want to go skiing and stuff, and now it'll be too cold.
And they have the parade.
Oh, yeah. That too.
It's going to be cold for that, too, for the Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.